So I finish this, Ion, or are you ready to go?
Let's go, whatever you want to do.
Okay, let's see. You want to ask a question, Roxy?
Yes, Lenny.
Okay.
Hey, Ion.
Hello, Sugar Love.
Hello, Super Sugar Love. Yes, reading again into the houses, I was wondering how did the houses really came to be from the Jewish diaspora, because, for example, the French and the British claim they really come from this Messalina, this shape shifter. And King Raymond. So I was wondering how did tribes went to Europe, and how did they really created this all these different royal houses?
You're referring to Raymond the Third? Or Raymond the Fourth, Toulouse. You're going for Toulouse, or are you with Alfonso the Sixth of Lyon?
Raymond, the husband of Messalina. I'm not sure which one is that.
Well, his third wife was Elvira.
But did Messalina really existed?
Well, but she was sleeping with Baldwin the Fifth.
Because she constructed the castle, the first royal castle in France, and from that castle, only one tower is still standing.
Yes.
So, I was wondering, because many of the castles made by Frank stand on top of older castles.
As referenced to the Battle of Hattin, the Battle of Hattin. And the Battle of Crecy. This is going to get all the way up to Tyre, Bob likes that. They can go all through the hills of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. It's all good.
Okay.
Now we're bouncing because you weren't together. We're bouncing because you weren't together. When you're together, we're focused. But when you lay us out and just go dot and Flossed in Paradise, you're going to get all of Flossed. And that's okay. Just so you know, that's what happens. So you're going to have to go back and pinpoint this, because if Alfonso the Sixth of Leon is the one you're referring to, that would be how you got the illegitimate daughter of King Alfonso.
Mm-hmm. And who was she?
Margrave of Provence. Margrave of Provence.
Yes. Yes, but if there is no linear time, I mean, that's why maybe I'm not together, because I don't think anymore about linear history.
Well, it's not linear. So Raymond the Fourth of Toulouse was married three times, twice excommunicated for marrying with forbidden degrees. You got Bertrand, Roger the First of Sicily, and then Elvira was the third. Their son was Alfonso Jordan, which is the aide to King Baldwin the First of Jerusalem. Which then landed into what you know as the Raymond of Algiers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, we're running you through it because it comes back to Leopold. We know. We already know. We know you know. It comes back to Leopold. Okay, good. Leopold the first. Congratulations. You win the prize. Give her a pixie doll, Bob. So now bring it back to the houses. Bring it back to the houses because you've laid it out now. Just like your circles and you're trying to make the lotus flower bloom, you have to connect the dots.
Yes, what will be the relationship with the Fourth Crusade in which they took all the relics and the treasures from the...
They had to collect it for Bob.
The Castile. The Basilica of 12 Apostles.
Well, that's where they see the popes. Hold on. You're going to go. You're going to go to the Byzantine Empire. That's where you're going to go, and we like that because that's where it all goes back to.
Yes, because the
Venetian
Black Nobility. Oh.
Well, but it's not so noble. It wasn't so noble then. The Byzantines weren't so, they were more craftier than that. And you had that and then dealing with the Syro-Phoenicians. So Pope Urban II, you can't get that kind of a fight. But now that's your North Crusades. That's Pope Urban II, right?
Right. So some of the houses come from Phoenicia. Not from...
Well, they all connect through Mont Blanc in your damn Germany.
Yes. Yes. And what about these saints' families, like Saint Germain, Saint Martin?
Yeah, you're talking about the fall of Constantinople.
Yes. So where do they...
Elizabeth the First.
For example, Saint Germain. And what do they have these saints in their names?
They are godlike, but not godly.
So this saint is like a marker of some ascended ones.
Okay. So a saint would then be a person acknowledged as holy or virtuous and typically regarded as being in heaven after death. After canonization. So you should look up a canon to canonize something. Because, see, that's where they messed up when they closed the canon. They canceled Nicaea in 25. They were undoing things. No, it wasn't 325, Bob. We fought about this 100 years ago. That's why the 100 Years War was so long.
Wow. And what gives, for example, the popes the power to, for example, in the Crusades against the Cathars, the popes said the ones that conquer the Cathars get their lands and to divide the earth between Portugal and Spain or to say who is the king. Why was this authority recognized by the other people with the bloodline?
Because if you didn't, they'd blow your fucking head off.
But do they have like a power object or something that made them that powerful? Or
well, yeah, they'd blow your head off. Yes. You only have to blow a few of their heads off. Vlad the Impaler wasn't such a bad dude, but when you walked up to his house, he had thousands of people's heads stuck on sticks. You only have to do that so long till you realize that people's head are getting stuck on sticks. So he ain't playing.
Yes, until he became a vampire, expulsing the Muslims from Europe. So what's the real division between the Christians and the Muslims that still this fight goes on?
The Ottoman Empire. That's the connection.
Yeah, but is there a physiological reason besides the ideological? Like some type of genetic thing, or why does this war is lasting so long?
Deaf China. Delft China.
Yes. Reading into the houses, I was reading about Marquis Alexandre Saint-Yves, and he talks a lot about the Ascended Masters of the East and the underground cities and Shambhala and Ugarit and all these places, all these things. Is there some truth in what he's saying? This relate to the castles and the connection with what they thought were these places.
Looking for the stone that was hewn out the mountain. Looking for the stone. Yes. Isom Lee. Remember Isom Lee? That's what it was about.
Yeah.
Roxy, what's the name of the writer? You just said Alexander somebody?
Le Marquis Alexandre Saint-Yves Alvader.
Okay, email me that name sometime. I can't get that right now. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, he was read a lot by the Martinists.
Oh, okay. Martinists, right. San Martin.
And he also made this theory about synarchy.
Right. He made a theory about what?
The synarchist.
Synarchist. He came up with the theory?
Yeah.
Does LaRouche write about him? Probably does.
I suppose, yes.
Did your grandfather have his books?
Yes. Yes, and...
Okay, ask Ian about him.
Yes, what is... All these underground cities or the hollow earth talk about, is that like the bourne of the connection with other dimensions, or is the earth really like that? Because you have talked about these really deep places in the ocean.
Yes, I'm looking for the stone that was hewn out the mountain. Lord, I'm looking for the stone that came rolling down from Babylon. I'm looking for the stone that was hewn out of the mountain, tearing down the kingdom of this world.
Because then they connect with the Chinese, like Saint-Yves and Saint-Germain.
No, they connect with the mountain, the mountain, the mountain.
That's in China.
Yes, but when Saint Germain made the Nisara contracts, he gave everything to the Chinese people.
No, and, that's not the case.
But what happened that, for example, after the big wars, the houses lost their power and their divine right to rule was given not to a person or a house, but to like a country like America, and now it's moving to China. What happened with the divine right to rule? That it was then...
He's tearing down the kingdoms of this world.
including the mountain, Ion?
That was hewn out of the mountain, Bob. It was hewn out of the mountain, so it likely survived.
Yeah.
So how did the system of castles, for example, connect with the pyramids and with the mountain?
Half of a dodecahedron squared. There's a square, a plus, a minus, a grid. That's the connection.
And like you said, some things last forever and some things fall apart. What is in the things that last forever, what is keeping them eternal?
Daniel.
You mean the whole book of Daniel?
The person Daniel, is what she's asking.
Daniel, the guy who analyzed the dreams of Nebuchadnezzar, that Daniel?
Yes.
Yeah. So he's connected to what were you just asking about, Roxy?
The castles and the pyramids.
Right,
that
Daniel.
Dad hugs the Babylon. That you've got to get Daniel into Babylon.
Yes, what is with these Babylonian builders?
That's the secret that Bob can't. That's the secret that no, nice try, darling. See, we are easily seduced by Bob, but not you.
Try another route.
No, it's good because it's fun because you're trying to connect it, like pulling it through. It doesn't pull, you'll rip it, and that's what you don't want to do. And the fabric of taste, space-time, continuums, which is holding on by a thread because it's all but gone now. Now you're starting to see for the first time how the world's ebb and wane, wax and wane, like your moon. How does your moon fall into these different percentages and placements that are so precise and so specific? And you can gauge them a million years in advance and a million years back. You can tell what the moon phase was, but you can't keep up with what you call time. It's always changing, always shifting. So how would you set a calendar for a million years from now when you don't even know what is going to be next leap year?
Yes. Yes, and it's amazing because in many levels, so at the personal level and with things you were saying at the beginning about Saint Germain and China and all, this week I was reading some articles by LaRouche and some McLuhan like Take Today, and they all talk about China and some people that... for example, some memes like the invisible hand and the sinner kissed, and it's amazing how these things start to connect. So I can sort of see some, I don't know the word to call it, but like some logical progression of the revelations that you are giving.